晚上好，今天是2021年2月5号，星期五。我们今天晚上呢，又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱者的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 法布，为我们继续讲述 Mahabharata。敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavade Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vachakaupataru Vyarcha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we saw before how the main problem was Dhritarashtra, because he was actually not just blind physically, but also blind spiritually.
那我们在之前的这一讲里面就听到了，其实最真的问题呢是出在 Dhritarashtra 的身上，因为他不仅仅是眼睛看不见，就是物质的眼睛看不见，但其实呢他在灵性上也是目盲的。
He had too much affection for his son, and this son was a very deceitful person, very evil person.
因为呢他对他的儿子实在是太有感情，但是呢他这个儿子呢却是一个恶棍，是一个恶人。
You know, Bhishma was there, Dronacharya was there, Vidura was there, and they were giving him so much good advice.
那么当时呢Vidura 在场， Bhishma 在场，而且呢 Dronacharya 也在场，所以呢他们就给了Dhritarashtra 很多的非常好的建议。
But he could not give up his affection for Duryodhan.
但是呢他也怎么也放不下他对 Duryodhan 的爱。
And Duryodhana also, because of his mentality, he was attracting people who had also very deceitful nature.
但是 Duryodhan 由于他的这种秉性呢，使得他也吸引了好多和他一样的具有欺骗性的恶棍。
Ashvatthama, Dushasana.
比如像 Ashvatthama, 像 Dushasana。
Shakuni, his uncle.
Shakuni, 他的舅舅。
And even Karna.
就连 Karna 也在内。
So these people are not, they were not good advisors to Duryodhan.
因为这些人对于 Duryodhan 来说并不是非常的良善的忠告者。
And Duryodhana was very greedy for power.
而 Duryodhana 呢他有很强的力量。
So this is, and in Kali Yuga the things are like that, you know, people, rulers are like Duryodhana, this mentality.
可是在卡利年代的这些统治者呢，他们的这种心态都和 Duryodhana 是一样的。
So oftentimes the people, the population, they lose faith in their leaders.
对，有很多时候呢，就是这普通大众就会对他们的领导者失去信心。
So that's why we saw in the previous chapter how Dhritarashtra, how the citizens themselves, they curse Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana because of their conspiracy to kill the Pandavas.
但是我们在之前就已经看到了，就是有一堆的 Rastra 和 Duerdan 他们要杀死帕纳五兄弟的这种恶意，使得这些臣民们呢都在诅咒他们。
So certainly they didn't love them.
对，毫无疑问，这些臣民是不爱他们的。
So in this material world, it's not always like that. There is happiness, there is distress.
对，在物质世界总是这样的，总是有些快乐的时候，然后有一些痛苦的时候。
Sometimes we gain something, then we lose it.
那有的时候呢，我们可能得到了一些东西，然后呢又失去了。
There is always some disturbance.
而且呢，总是会有一些打扰，总是会有一些搅扰。
And the main reason is because we all identify with the material body.
最主要的原因呢，是因为我们所有的人都认同于我们的这个物质的躯体。
That's why we are disturbed by these dualities in the material world.
所以为什么我们会被这物质世界的二元性所困？
Happiness, distress, heat, cold, honor, dishonor.
快乐和痛苦，冷热，荣辱。
But liberated souls, no, they are transcendental to this temporary situation.
但是呢，一个受解脱的灵魂，他们是超然的，他们是不会受困于这些短暂临时的情况的。
See, now it seems it's okay. The Pandavas are settled, you know, they have half of the kingdom, and by the mercy of Krishna, who summoned the demigods to make Kandavaprastha a very beautiful place. Still, very soon, they're gonna lose their kingdom.
那现在看起来呢，好像一切都处在很安全的状态。潘达瓦五兄弟们呢，他们在甘德瓦帕斯塔这个地方落下脚来，而且在 Sri Krishna 的仁慈之下呢，在他的帮助之下呢，使得半神人们帮他们建立起了这个国家，一切都好像挺好的状态。但是很快呢，他们又要失去这个他们所统治的这个国家了。
This is the material world. Even for the liberated souls, these things happen.
因为这是物质世界，即便是对这些解脱了的灵魂来说呢，这样的事情也是时有发生。
The difference is that the liberated souls, they don't experience this distress as materialistic people experience in this world.
但是呢，这个区别就在于这些永恒解脱的灵魂，当他们在体验物质世界的这个痛苦的时候，他们的感受和在这个物质世界受条件限制的人，这些物质主义者，他所感受这种痛苦的感觉是不一样的。
So the Pandavas always felt the shelter of Krishna in moments of great difficulty. Krishna was always with them, so they had the association of Krishna. So they had everything, even if materially sometimes they went through many great difficulties.
因为这 Pandava 兄弟们呢，他们在内心中时刻都是和 Krishna 在一起的，都是托庇在 Krishna 的。都是托庇于 Krishna 的，所以就即便是在那些非常艰难的时刻， Krishna 都是和他们在一起的。所以呢，就是他们在处在这个物质的这个痛苦的时候呢，他们是不害怕的。
So this is a lesson for all of us, because we may think, we take on a life of devotees, we should not have any more material difficulties.
所以这对于我们来说呢，也是一个教导。我们可能会觉得，我现在因为在修习奉爱瑜伽了，我是一个奉献者了，所以呢，在我的生活中不会再遇到任何的艰难的时刻。
No, the devotees also have many material difficulties.
不是这样的，奉献者也依然是会遇到各种各样的物质的困难。
We cannot overcome the laws of material nature, you know.Old age is there, disease is there, and eventually death is there. These things are inevitable.
因为我们是不可能征服物质自然的，因为就是这个岁数会变得越来越大，然后呢也会生病，然后也会死，就是所有的这些事情是不可避免的。
But the devotee always feels the presence of Krishna, and this is what gives solace and happiness in the hearts of the devotees.
但是呢，奉献者他时刻都能够感受到 Krishna 的临在，而这种 Krishna 临在的这种感觉，就会让奉献者他即便是在困难的时候，他也会感到慰藉，他也会感到快乐。
In the midst of great distress, materialist people they don't know what to do. They feel desperate. Where are the devotees? They know. They take more shelter of Krishna. They chant with more intensity. They take more advantage of what they have learned, and they become more attached to Krishna. And they, in this way, they experience great relief.
在痛苦中，物质主义者他们是感到很彷徨、很茫然，他不知道该怎么办，所以呢，他就会感到很崩溃。但是奉献者呢，他会在这个困难中的时候呢，他会更加的专注的去念诵圣名，然后呢，他会更加更深的去感受与 Krishna 的这种临在。那么就以这样的方式呢，他就能够去应对他所面对的困难。
嗯 ，So as you remember last time, because Arjuna broke the rule that they had established amongst the five brothers in relationship with their wives. So means every year, one of them would stay with Draupadi and the others would not interfere. They would not disturb them, would never enter in a room where they were. And Arjuna was forced to break this rule in order to get his weapons to satisfy the Brahman who had been stolen, his cows had been stolen. So Arjuna decided on his own, even his brother understood the motive. Arjuna decided that he should not break, because he broke the rule, he should be punished. So he went to the forest for 1 year.
那么在上一讲呢，我们就结束到这个地方，就是 Arjuna 他打破了他们兄弟之间所设下的和 Draupadi 一起生活的这个协议。那么他们兄弟之间所设下的这个协议呢，就是每一个兄弟都和 Draupadi 生活一年。那么在生活这一年的过程中呢，另外其他的兄弟在就是和 Draupadi 在一起的这位兄弟没有同意的这种情况下，他们是不可能进入到他们的寝宫的。但是呢，尔朱呢，因为要去帮助一位被偷走了牛的婆罗门，帮他去追这个牛，所以呢，他就没有办法，他就在危急之中呢，就闯进了 Yudhishthira 王和Draupadi 当时在的这个内宫之中，然后去取来他的剑，然后呢去帮助这位婆罗门。但是虽然说他这是在情非得已的情况下打破了这样的戒律，但他也觉得他打破了这个戒律，所以呢，他就自行的让自己到森林里面去隐修了一年，流放了自己一年。Sorry, Ash.
Yeah, very good. So after leaving Pandava Prastha, more known as Indraprastha, beautiful city in their kingdom, Arjuna took advantage to go on pilgrimage.
所以说呢，这会儿的这个Gandava Prastha 已经是 Indraprastha， 它是一个非常美丽的王国。那么尔朱呢，他就利用被流放的这一年的时间呢，去进行朝拜朝圣。
So he put on a dress of a mendicant.
所以呢，他就穿成了修士的样子。
And then he immediately went in the direction of the Ganges.
那他立刻启程前往了恒河的方向。
He wanted immediately to take a bath to purify himself.
然后他立刻呢在恒河中沐浴，让自己得到净化。
So as he entered in the waters of the Ganga to take a bath, and then when he was about to come out, he felt a force, a very strong force that he prevented him from coming out.
当他在恒河中沐完浴，他打算从恒河里起来的时候呢，他就发现有一股很强大的力量压着他，不让他从水里面出来。
So Arjuna noticed that was a very beautiful girl, you know, inside the water pulling him down.
然后Arjuna呢，他就注意到呢，在水里面有一个很美的姑娘正在抓着他， 把它往下转。
He was actually the daughter of the king of the snakes, Naga snakes.
这位姑娘呢，她其实是Naga 蛇王的女儿。
These Naga snakes, they live even though in this material world, they live in places that they are like heaven.
这些Naga 蛇们，他们虽然说是生活在这个物质世界，但他们所居住的那个地方呢，就像天堂一样。
They are more intelligent than human beings.
他们要比人类要更加的聪明。
And we already saw the story. Bhima was rescued by the king of snakes, also Naga snakes, and they protect him and they blessed him.
那我们之前其实也听到了，Bhima 他被 Naga 蛇救过，被这个 Naga 蛇给抓起来过。然后后来呢，这个 Naga 蛇又保护了他，并且还给了他祝福。
So now here was Arjuna. Arjuna was captured by the daughter of the king of snakes, and she brought him inside to their city inside the waters of the Ganga.
现在这会儿呢，我们又看到 Arjuna 遇到了这样的情况，他被蛇王的女儿抓住了，然后呢，这蛇王的女儿呢就把他给带到了水中的蛇王的这个水宫里面。
Like a palace.
这个在水里面的这个宫殿呢，就像是一个宫殿一样。
And then Arjuna was wondering, you know, why we have brought me here?
那Arjuna当时就觉得很奇怪，为什么把我给带到这儿来了呢？
Why you force me in this way?
为什么你要这么强迫我呢？
Who is your father?
你的父亲是谁呀？
So she told him, I'm the daughter of the king of the Naga snakes. His name is Kaurabya.
然后这位姑娘就对他说，其实我是 Naga 蛇王的女儿，我的名字叫 Kaurabya.
No, my father's name.
Oh, but 我父亲的名字是 Kaurabya.
Kaurabya.
Kaurabya.Kaurabya, 我父亲是蛇王，他的名字是 Kaurabya.
And my name is Ulupi.
我的名字是 Ulupi.
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 Yes, Ulupi.
Ulupi.
Yeah.
Ulupi.
Ulupi. And she told him, I am very attracted to you.
然后乌鲁比就对尔朱呢说呢，我特别的被你所吸引。
When I saw you bathing in the waters of the Ganga, I was like bitten by the arrows of Cupid.
当我看到你在恒河水中沐浴的时候呢，我好像是被丘比特的箭给射中了。
See, I am still unmarried, so I want you to accept me as your wife.
我现在还没有结婚，所以说我希望你能够接受我作为你的妻子。
Don't worry, she did not look like a snake.
但大家不用担心啊，她长得并不是像蛇的样子。
She appeared in the form of a beautiful girl.
因为她展现出来的是一个很美的姑娘的样子。
The Nagas, like the Rakshasas and the Yakshas, they can actually change their form at their will. We already happened Indimbi also she transformed herself into a very beautiful girl.
Yeah, 就是像 Naga 呀，还有 Rakshasa 呀，还有 Yakshasa 呀，他们都是有玄秘力量的，他们可以按照自己的意愿把自己给转换成各种各样的形象。那么在之前的 Indimbi 里面，我们已经看到了他把自己给转换成一个很美的姑娘的样子。
You may ask, are these races of living entities still existing? Yes, they are.
大家也许可能问这么一个问题，就是这些生物体他们现在依然还存在吗？答案是肯定的，他们还在。
But they don't interact anymore with human beings because human beings in this Kali Yuga are too fallen.
但是呢，他们现在已经不想再跟人混在一起了，因为在卡利年代的人呢，实在是太堕落了。
But as we hear sometimes, and many people believe, and the scientists also have proven that there are beings that have been visiting this planet, and they have been using spaceships that are very, very special. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned this, can be Rakshasas and Yakshas, this very, very, a little demonic nature people, entities, you know, they are not really very, very much in goodness like the demigods, but they are very powerful, more powerful and more expert in technology than human beings. So they can actually sometimes manifest in this world and create disturbance.
嗯，就是因为在现代其实有些人也见过，而且有些科学家他们也都这个证实了，就是有一些这种生物体，他们是会坐着类似于像宇宙飞船的很特别的宇宙飞船的那种形式会来，嗯，然后呢，这样的这种生物体呢，他们是有很强的这种力量的，而且说爸爸说呢，他们是具有一点魔性的这种生物体，嗯，他们是不像是半神人一样是那种善良形态的，但他们是魔性的。但是他们是存在的。
So please, I just request you, in the end, don't ask me any question about UFOs, okay?
那我现在给大家一个请求，就是在今天咱们讲课之后呢，请大家千万不要问任何的关于 UFO 的话题问题。
So, I'm sure Sri Ulupi requested Arjuna, please.I really desire to become your wife.
那所以呢，乌鲁比他就在请求尔朱呢，在请求他说：“求你了，求你让我成为你的妻子吧。”
Arjuna said, "No, that's not possible."
尔朱呢说：“不，这不可能。”
I am not free to decide what I like or I don't like now because I have entered in the forest to perform atonement because I broke the promise to my brother Yudhisthira.
我现在呢没有任何的自由去选择我喜欢和我不喜欢的事情，因为我呢来到这个森林里面是为了要进行忏悔救赎的，是因为我打破了对我的哥哥尤迪斯蒂尔王的许诺。
So I have come to the Ganga to purify myself and I want to undergo the vow of Brahmachari for the period of 1 year.
所以说呢，我现在呢是先来恒河里面沐浴，然后让自己得到净化，然后我会在森林里面作为 Brahmachari 遵守生生活一年。
So how can I fulfill your desires?
所以我怎么能够满足你的愿望呢？
But Ulupi said, I know why you are here.
但是 Ulupi 说，我知道你为什么会来这儿。
I know that Draupadi is your common wife, and by accident, you have entered in a room where she was staying with your brother Yudhisthira.
而且我也知道 Draupadi 是你们共同的妻子，而且呢是在不得已的这种情况下，然后你才闯进了 Yudhisthira 和 Draupadi 的这个皇宫。
So you broke a vow in your connection with.Because of your connection with your brother and your wife Draupadi, your common wife Draupadi.
So, you break the. So,
you broke a vow, but it was in connection with Draupadi, with your common wife and your brother Yudhisthira. The vow you had all made do not disturb each other when was a period of.
Yeah, 就是你打破了这个誓言，那么这个誓言呢是和你的就是你们共同的妻子 Draupadi 以及你的哥哥 Yudhisthira 相关的一个誓言。
But you have in it's only a relationship with Draupadi, now you can marry me, it's not going to break that vow.
但是这是跟你和 Draupadi 相关的誓言，可是现在呢，你可以和我结婚了， 因为你和我结婚也不会打破那个誓言。
I'm begging you, if you don't marry me, then it's better that I give up my life.
我求你了，如果你要是不和我结婚的话，如果你要不娶我的话，那我还不如自杀呢。
So he stayed there for some time. I shouldn't have stayed for that for some size to satisfy you, Lupi.
那所以呢，阿朱呢就在蛇王的皇宫里面待了一段时间，来满足乌鲁皮。
And Ulupi was very happy. So when he left, when Arjuna left, he gave a blessing to Arjuna.
那乌鲁皮呢就非常的开心，所以当阿朱呢离开的时候呢，乌鲁皮就祝福了阿朱呢。
He said, "You will be able to defeat any creature, any powerful creature from the waters."
他说呢，你会具有强大的力量来征服在水里的所有的生物。
So then Arjuna start traveling northwise to the Himalaya mountains.
然后呢，阿朱呢就开始向北前行，去到喜马拉雅山的方向前行。
And then he went to the Dombey area of India, the Manipur province.
然后呢，他又去到了印度的东北部 Manipur 省。
He wanted to meet the king of that country.
他想要会见这个国家的国王。
Because the Manipuri kings, they were great kings, great kshatriyas.
因为呢 ，Manipuri 的国王呢都是非常伟大的沙帝利。
So the king of Manipur had a very beautiful daughter, Chitrangada.
Chitrangada. 然后Manipur 的国王呢有一位很美的女儿，她的女儿的名字呢称为叫 Chitrangada.
Very, very beautiful.
很美，很美。
So while Arjuna was meeting the king in his palace, he saw Chitrangada and really was attracted by her beauty.
所以呢，当他来到国王的皇宫，他见到国王之后呢，他也见到了他这位非常美丽的女儿去唱歌的，而当时呢，他就被他女儿的这个美给吸引住了。
I know what is in your mind. I said, but Arjuna is married, and now he went with this Ulupi, and now he's already looking at another girl. What is this?
我知道大家现在脑子里肯定都在怎么想的，都在想阿朱呢是一个结了婚的人，可是刚才他一出来就开始跟乌鲁比就演出了这么一段，然后现在呢又出现了曲昌格达，他又被曲昌格达所吸引，这到底是怎么回事？
Kshatriyas were allowed to have more than one wife.
大帝利是允许娶不止一位妻子的。
Because they were powerful and they were capable of maintaining very well many, many women, many wives.
因为他们是非常的强悍的，所以说呢，他们是有能力去维系很多很多的女子的。
And naturally, they had some passion in themselves because kshatriya they have to have passion, and they very very. I mean, those days the.Princesses, you know, because this is more than 5,000 years before, princesses, they were extremely beautiful, very, very attractive, and very, very chaste. So they would make this princess become very, very attracted to them.
而且呢，就是这些刹帝利们，他们也是充满了一些激情的。然后呢，在五千年以前的这些公主们。是非常美的，非常迷人的，所以呢，就这些美丽迷人的公主们，也的确非常的吸引这些王子们，这些沙帝利们。
So, Arjuna, you know, during his meeting with the king of Manipur, he finally asked him if his daughter was not married, if he could marry her.
所以呢，当尔朱呢在 Manipur 的国中拜见了国王之后，他最后终于就问这位国王， 他的女儿去昌格的是不是已经结婚了？有没有可能娶他有他娶他为妻
？But at that time, the king of Manipur did not recognize Arjuna because he was dressed in his ascetic dress, you know, like a brahmachari, like a itinerant mendicant, and he didn't disclose his identity because he wanted to be incognito for 1 year to not be disturbed.
但这会儿呢 ，Manipuri 的国王并没有认出 Arjuna， 因为 Arjuna 此时的装扮呢是一个苦修士的样子，像是一个 brahmachari 一样。他呢是希望在这一年里面是隐姓埋名的把自己流放一年，他不想被任何人认出来，所以 Arjuna 这会儿也没有向国王去揭示他自己的身份。
So when he saw this wonderful ascetic asking him to marry his daughter, he asked, "But are you a Kshatriya? Do you belong to any dynasty?"
所以当他看到这位这么美好的一位苦修士向他提亲的时候，这位国王就问他说：“那你是刹帝利吗？你是属于哪一个王朝的吗？”
So that's when Arjuna disclosed his identity. He said, "I am Arjuna. I am the son of Pandu and Kunti."
那这会儿呢 ，Arjuna 他就揭示了自己的身份。他说：“我是 Arjuna， 我是潘度和昆蒂的儿子。”
嗯 ，So the king of Manipur he told him a story. Informed Arjuna.
那这会儿呢，这个 Manipur 的国王呢，他就向 Arjuna 讲述了一个故事。
He said, "You know, one of our previous kings in our dynasty, his name Prabhanjana, he had many queens, but he had no children."
他说呢，就在我们的这个王朝之前，很多时间以前呢，有一位国王，他的名字呢叫 Prabhanjana， 他有很多的皇后，但是他就是没有孩子。
So this for a king is a great anxiety.
作为国王来说呢，没有孩子是极为的焦虑的一件事情。
Usually they have many wives, so like this, they can have many children. It's very important for the dynasty to give birth to qualified children.
那通常来说呢，国王会娶很多的妻子的原因是由于要生下很多的孩子，然后从而呢能够有很有资质的孩子能够继承王位，然后能够繁衍后面的这个王朝，使这王朝变得更加壮大。
He underwent many severe austerities to please Lord Shiva.
所以这位 Prabhanjana 王呢，他就进行了很多的苦行，然后呢，要取悦主希望。
And eventually Lord Shiva was satisfied with him and blessed him with a child.
最终呢，主希望就很被他取悦，所以呢，就祝福了他，并且呢，祝福他能够有孩子。
But he told the king that in his succession of kings in this dynasty, each king, successive king, would only have one child.
但是主希望对这位国王说呢，就是这个王朝里面继承就是每一代都只能有一个孩子能够继位，继承王位。
So the king was telling Arjuna, say, "My forefathers were very fortunate. They had a son, but I gave birth to a daughter."
然后这位国王就对 Arjuna 说呢，说我的祖先非常的幸运，因为他们有儿子，可是我呢，生下来的是个女儿。
So yes, I can give you my daughter in marriage, but with a condition that the son born from her will stay here and will become the next king of Manipur."
所以他就对 Arjuna 说呢，我可以把我的女儿嫁给你，但是呢，我的女儿所生出来的这个孩子呢，就必须要留在 Manipur， 并且继承 Manipur 的王位。
So Arjuna agreed with the proposal and he married Chitrangada.
所以Arjuna 就同意了他的这个提议，然后他就娶了 Chitrangada， 他们就结婚了。
And, And he stayed there for 3 months.
他在这儿就住了三个月。
And then he started traveling to the different places, holy places in south of India.
然后呢，他又去南印度，朝拜，去了南印度的很多地方。
And in one place, in one holy place in the south of India, he met beautiful apsaras. Apsaras are very beautiful heavenly goddesses.
他在南印度的一个地方呢，就见到了一位很美的 apsara。apsara 的意思呢是天仙，就是是一个像是一个仙女一样，是个女神。
There were five of them. They were cursed. They were cursed by a great rishi in heaven. And because of that curse, they took birth on this planet as big crocodiles.
Okay, so the apsaras are crocodiles or?
The apsaras were cursed by a great rishi in heaven. And because of that curse, they were forced to take birth as crocodiles in this world, in this planet.
是这样的，就是有这么五位 apsara, 就这五位仙女儿，他们呢被一位 rishi, 被一位圣人诅咒了。诅咒以后呢，他们就被迫投生在了地球，并且投生成了鳄鱼。
So they were cursed to remain as crocodiles for 100 years in that sacred lake.
他们被诅咒的这个内容呢，就是要在那圣湖里面，作为鳄鱼居住100年。
So because of the presence of these alligators, these crocodiles, people would not take bath in that holy place, holy lake.
但是就是由于这些鳄鱼在这个水里面，使得人们呢就没有办法在这圣湖里面沐浴。
So Arjuna, because he was very brave, he pulled out the five crocodiles, and immediately as he pulled them out of the water, these five crocodiles they assumed their normal features as beautiful apsaras.
但是尔朱呢，他非常的神勇，所以呢，他就把这些鳄鱼就从湖里面就给拽出来了。那么当他一把这些鳄鱼从湖里面一拽出来以后呢，这些鳄鱼立刻就显现出了他们的美丽的仙女的形象。
No, they didn't marry with Arjuna.
他们并没有和尔朱呢结婚。
They went back to heaven.
他们都回到了天上。
Remember before the sons of Dhritarashtra, the five Pandavas, they were studying under Dronacharya. This was long before, when they were young boys. They were studying under Dronacharya, who taught them the military art, the science of using different types of weapons.
还记得在 Pandava 兄弟还有Dhritarashtra 的儿子们小的时候呢，他们都和 Dronacharya 一起学习武艺，学习使用各种各样的武器。
And there were also some boys from the Vrishni dynasty, the Vrishni where Krishna appeared, the dynasty where Krishna appeared.
那么当时也有一些人是来自于Sri Krishna 所显现的那个王朝 Vishnu 王朝。
There were some boys who were also studying under Drona.
就是来自于 Vishnu 王朝的那些孩子们呢，也是和 Dronacharya 一起来学习武艺。
So at that time, Arjuna became a good friend with Gada. Gada was one of Lord Krishna's cousins.
在那会儿呢，尔朱呢他就交了一个好朋友，这好朋友的名字呢是 Gada。Gada 是主 Krishna 的表兄。
And Gada, at that time, he mentioned, this was long before, mentioned Arjuna about, about Krishna's sister Subhadra.
这个已经是好长好长时间以前的事了啊。那么当时呢 ，Gada 他就对 Krishna， 他对 Arjuna 就提到了 Krishna 有一个妹妹 Subhadra。
Oh, she was so beautiful, and many princes were attracted to her.
就对 Arjuna 说呢 ，Subhadra 是多么的美，而且呢是多么的被很多的王子所心仪。
So.Because Arjuna heard that now he was passing through Dwarka, the capital of the Vrishnis. So he thought about Subhadra, you know, remember what his friend Gada has spoken about Subhadra. So he was curious. He wanted to visit Krishna and his brother Balaram at the same time, get to know this Subhadra.
然后尔朱娜呢这会儿就刚好来到了 Dwarka, 来到了 Vishnu 王朝的首都。那他就想起了 Gada 之前对他所提起的 Subhadra。所以呢他就欣喜好奇，他就想刚好来了那就拜见一下主 Krishna, 还有主 Balaram, 然后顺便呢想看看这位 Subhadra。
So he arrived there dressed as a mendicant, yeah, not like Arjuna, so,In this way, nobody recognized him.
所以呢，他来到Dwarka呢，他还是装扮成是一位修士的样子，并不是Arjuna的样子，所以说呢，并没有被任何人认出来。
So first he went to a place called Prabhasha Kshetra, which was very near the city of Dwarka.
首先呢，他就先来到了一个叫 Prabhasha Kshetra 的地方，这个地方呢，离Dwarka很近。
So he sat under a banyan tree and doing meditation.
他就坐在一棵榕树下开始冥想。
But suddenly it started pouring so much rain.
突然之间呢，天降暴雨。
Apparently it was the rainy season.
显然刚好是雨季。
So at that time he was thinking very deeply about Krishna because they had met Krishna, Krishna had spoken to them and they had established a very strong friendship. And knowing that Krishna lived in Dwarka, he started thinking about Krishna and said, maybe Krishna can help me.
然后他这会儿呢就开始深度的冥想 Krishna。因为他们之前见了 Krishna, Krishna 也和他们有一番交谈，而且他们之间建立起了很好的友谊，所以他在想，也许 Krishna 能帮帮我。
Because he was just there sitting, he did not know what to do.
因为他当时呢就坐在这棵榕树下，其实他也不知道自己该干什么。
So Krishna at that time, he was in his palace in Dwarka with his wife Satyabhama.
此时的 Krishna 呢正在皇宫中和他的妻子 Satyabhama 在一起。
So Krishna knew, because his Krishna is the super soul in everyone's heart, Krishna knew that Arjuna, disguised as a sadhu, was in Prabhasa Kshetra.
那么 Krishna 他因为是居住在众人心中的超灵，所以 Krishna 他就知道 Arjuna 他此时正装扮成一位 sadhu 圣人的样子来到了
So knowing about Arjuna's intention and seeing him, because as a super soul sees everything, seeing him in that situation under that banyan tree, all drenched, you know, in the water of the rains, Krishna start laughing.
然后 Krishna 这会儿呢，因为他是超灵嘛，所以他什么他都看得见。他知道 Krishna， 他知道 Arjuna 的这心里的这个意图，而且现在就坐在一棵榕树下，然后还这个暴雨这个泼洒在他的身上，所以 Krishna 看着这番景象呢，他就笑起来了。
So Satyabhama noticed that Krishna suddenly started laughing for no apparent reason, so she asked him, "Why are you laughing?"
然后 Satyabhama 呢，此时他就注意到了 Krishna 突然之间。没有任何来由的情况下就开始笑了起来，所以Satyabhama就问他：“你笑什么呀？”
And then Krishna explained, "It's my cousin Arjuna."
Krishna 说，我笑的是我的表弟 Arjuna。
He has been in pilgrimage for quite a few months.
他都已经进行朝拜了好几个月的时间了。
And now has come to Dwarka.
现在来到了 Dwarka.
And he wants to marry with Subhadra.
他想和 Subhadra 结婚。
And he's always thinking of her.
而且他一直在想着他。
Now he's sitting under a banya tree in Prabhashakshetra and he's pouring so much rain.
而且现在呢，他就坐在 Prabhashakshetra 的一棵榕树下，而且呢，那儿降下了暴雨。
So I must go and rescue him and bring him to Dwarka.
所以我现在得赶紧去那儿把他给救回来，要把他给带到 Dwarka。
So immediately Krishna went to Prabhashakshetra in the rain to greet his friend Arjuna that was sitting as a mendicant under this banyan tree.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他就立刻的冲进了暴雨中的 Prabhashakshetra， 然后就看到了 Arjuna 在坐在这棵榕树下，而且是装扮成一个修士的样子。
So Krishna was smiling to see his friend dressed as an ascetic, as a mendicant.
看着他的朋友装扮成一个修士的样子呢 ，Krishna 就笑了。
But he approached him and they hug each other.
但是呢 ，Krishna 还是来到了 Arjuna 的面前，然后他们就彼此之间就彼此相抱，相拥在一起。
So,Arjuna told Krishna about his desire to marry his sister Subhadra.
Arjuna 就对 Krishna 说了他的愿望，他想要娶他的妹妹 Subhadra.
And Krishna said, "I knew that."
Krishna 说我知道。
And he agreed. You know, he said, "Yes, it's a very good idea."
那 Krishna 也同意。Krishna 说这主意不错。
Krishna took Arjuna to a very holy mountain, Raivataka.
Krishna 呢，就把 Arjuna 带到了一座很神圣的山这里。这座山的名字呢，被称为叫 Raivataka.
And told him to stay there for a few days because very soon the Yadu and the Vrishnis they would go there in pilgrimage.
然后呢 ，Krishna 就让 Arjuna 在这个地方待几天。他说，因为很快呢，亚度和 Vishnu 人呢就会到这个地方来进行朝拜。
And he would have the opportunity to see Subhadra.
那这样呢，他就有机会见到 Subhadra 了。
So Arjuna was there, sitting there as a mendicant, like many sadhus who were there in a holy place.And he saw when the Vrishnis and the Yadus came there in procession, and then he noticed Subhadra, immediately noticed her how his friend has mentioned about his beautiful features, he immediately recognized her. And as he was, you know, gazing upon Subhadra, the beauty of Subhadra, he felt that somebody was very near him.
所以呢 ，Arjuna 呢，他就装扮成一个修士的这个样子，和很多的萨杜都坐在那儿。然后呢，等到亚杜和威士尼的绕拜的这个大军大队伍过来之后呢，他立刻就看到了在这个队伍中的 Subhadra， 而且呢，Subhadra 也是却的确是像他的朋友所描述的那样 ，Subhadra 是非常的俊美的，就是非常美丽的这个样子。那么就当他在盯着 Subhadra 看的时候呢，他就突然觉得他的身边有一个人。
He saw that was Krishna was there just standing next to him.
一看呢，就是 Krishna 就站在他的旁边。
He said, "Yeah, by the look in your eyes, does not fit the way you are dressed as a mendicant, as a sadhu, and you are looking at my sister with those eyes. This is not."Does not look well for you dressing like that.
So Krishna 说， 你打扮成撒度，一个苦修士的样子，那你这种眼神去看我的妹妹可是不合适的，就是作为一个苦修士是不能以这样的眼神去看我的妹妹的。
Arjuna told him, please do not tease me.
那阿朱呢说，求你了，别逗我了。
Just tell me the truth. This is your sister Subhadra?
你就告诉我实话吧，这是不是
your sister Subhadra?
你就告诉我实话，那是不是你的妹妹 Subhadra?
Krishna said, yeah. Krishna said, yes, yeah, that's Subhadra.
Krishna 说，是是是，那就是 Subhadra。
If you really have a very strong interest, then I'll tell my father about your desire.
然后Krishna 就说，如果你真的特别的有这个兴趣的话，那我就会跟我的父亲去说，去提你的这个内心的愿望。
Arjuna said, "Yes, yes, I certainly I want to marry her."
Krishna 说，Arjuna 说。
Arjuna.
阿朱呢说，我真的特别想娶她，真的很想娶她。
What should I do? What should I do?
我该怎么办呢？我该怎么办呀？
So Arjuna, Krishna told you, you go in a courtyard of the temple, and you just sit down there as one of those mendicants, sit amongst them, and wait for the things to happen.
Krishna 说呢，你就到庙里的这个小院里面，和所有的其他的那些修士们一起坐在那儿，在那儿等着，等到事情发生的那一刻。
So things will develop in the right way. Don't worry.
然后 Krishna 说呢，我会把这事安排好，你别担心。
So Krishna left and mixed amongst his relatives.
所以 Krishna 就走了，就和他的那些亲戚们又在一起了。
And Arjuna, you know, dressed in as a mendicant, he sat in the courtyard of the temple.
然后 Arjuna 呢，他就在这个庙的这个小院里面，和其他的那些苦修士们都坐在了一起。
So when the members of the Yadu and Vrishi dynasty came out of the temple, Balarama was there, and Balarama saw this young ascetic, young sage sitting under the tree, and it looked like he was in very deep meditation.
然后当亚度人和维什尼的这些人们来到了这个庙里以后呢
？No, when they left, when they came out of the temple, when they came out, they were already in the temple.
Oh, okay. 就是当这个维什尼和亚度人他们离开了这个庙以后呢 ，Balaram 他就发现。在树下坐着这么一位年轻的修士，而且看着呢，他好像是在深度的冥想之中。
So Balaram was very impressed because usually the sages are already have a certain age, and this one he looked very young. So he went over to him.
这个人物呢，对于主 Balaram 来说呢，就印象很深，因为一般来说这些圣人们他们都是上了年纪的。可是这位人呢很年轻，所以说呢主巴拉姆就来到他的面前，就走近他。
So Arjuna was very nervous.
Arjuna 特别紧张。
Because Arjuna knew, already got to know that Balaram, he was in favor of giving his sister Subhadra to Duryodhana.
因为 Arjuna 他知道主巴拉姆他就特别想让他的这个妹妹呢嫁给 Duryodhana，
because somehow Balaram became like the teacher of the club, you know, the mace teacher of Duryodhana, and they develop a relationship. So he kind of was leaning at the idea that it would be nice to give Subhadra in marriage to Duryodhana to seal their dynasty connections.
因为主 Balaram 呢，他是 Duryodhana 的大棒老师，所以呢，由于这个师生之间的这个关系呢，使他们之间就产生了一种情感，导致了呢，主 Balaram 就喜欢 Duryodhana， 所以呢，他就希望能够 Subhadra 嫁给 Duryodhana， 这样呢，就使他们从这个国家的角度能够有更好的联盟。
So So Arjuna was very fearful, very careful to not reveal his identity.
所以呢，尔朱呢就很害怕，而且呢还非常的小心的不能够展示他的身份。
So Balarama came, offered obeisance to the sannyasi.
那 Balarama 过来以后呢，他就向这位 sannyasi 致以他的顶礼。
And he asked him where he came from, why he had come to this holy place.
然后就问他你从哪儿来的呀？你为什么要来到这个圣地呀？
So Arjuna told you that he was on pilgrimage and since was the rainy season, he came to that place to stay a little sheltered there.
然后 Arjuna 就对他说呢，他正在进行朝圣，但是由于现在呢是雨季，所以呢他就来到这个地方，找到一些庇护。
So Arjuna, somehow Balarama felt attracted to this mendicant, this sadhu, and he said, listen, you can stay in the garden of my sister Subhadra, so it will give my sister a chance to serve a sadhu.
就巴拉们无论如何呢，他就很被这位年轻的修士所吸引，所以他就说呢，他说你看，要不然你可以住到我的妹妹 Subhadra 的花园里，那这样呢还能给我妹妹一个机会让她服务一下圣人。
And because I live nearby, you occasionally also can come to my palace and we can take meals together.
而且呢我也就住在附近，所以你时不时呢还可以来到我的皇宫里，然后我们还可以一起吃饭。
So as Balarama was proposing this to the Arjuna as a sadhu, and at that time Krishna came up to them.
所以呢，就当主 Balarama 在和这位圣人进行交谈的时候呢，主 Krishna 过来了。
So Krishna also offered obeisance to the sadhu.
那 Krishna 呢也向这位 sadhu 顶礼。
Pretended that he did not know.
假装他什么也不知道。
And then Balarama told him, you see, I just have proposed to this young sadhu that he can stay in the garden of Subhadra, and Subhadra can take an opportunity to serve a sadhu in this way by offering him meals and do other services that are necessary.
主 Balarama 就对主 Krishna 说，你看，我刚刚向这位年轻的圣人提议他呢可以住到 Subhadra 的花园里，然后这样呢就能够给 Subhadra 一个服务圣人的机会， Subhadra 能够为他提供餐食。
So Krishna pulled Balarama on the side and said, I don't think this is a very good idea.
然后 Krishna 就把 Balarama 就给拽到了一边说，我觉得这主意不行，这不是一好主意。
It's not nice. This is a very young sadhu. He's going to associate and our sister is going to associate with him by rendering service. We don't know anything about this sadhu.
你看，他是一个这么年轻的沙杜，那让我们的姑妹妹和这么年轻的一个沙杜这样去交往，然后以这样的方式去服务他，可是我们对这位沙杜的底细一点都不了解。
She is young, is handsome, and maybe Subhadra is going to be attracted to him.
你看他这么年轻，这么英俊，也许 Subhadra 可能就会被他所吸引。
But what can I say? You are my elder brother. You are wiser than me.
但是我能说什么呢？你是我的大哥，你比我更有智慧。
Anyway, you make your decision.
无论如何，你做决定吧。
So Balarama said, "Yes, this sadhu has been traveling all over the world, and he has totally control of his senses. There is no harm." Let him stay in our sister's garden. It's no problem. It's a self-controlled sadhu.
然后主巴拉们说，没问题。这位圣人他都已经四处旅行，而且呢，他能够很好的控制他的心意。他是一个很好控制心意的sadhu。 就让他住在我们的妹妹的花园里吧。
So Krishna, you know, making a whole pretense, you know, okay, we're going to do like that, you know, and then he brought Subhadra and introduced to the sadhu and informed her what was the desire of their brother Balaram.
然后 Krishna 就继续装着什么都不知道，然后呢，他就把他的妹妹 Subhadra 就带了过来，然后呢，把 Subhadra 介绍给了这位年轻的sadhu，并且呢，对他说，我们的哥哥主 Balaram 他有这样的愿望，希望能够他住在你的家里。
So they accompany Arjuna to the garden of Subhadra and Subhadra gave him a place, a very nice cottage in the garden for him to stay.
所以呢，他们就一起陪着这位年轻的萨杜来到了 Subhadra 的家的花园里，然后 Subhadra 呢为他提供了在花园里面的一个非常的就是非常美好的一座小屋。
So day after day, she was serving him, bringing him water, bringing him food.
每天呢 ,Subhadra 都在服务这位圣人，给他送水，给他送吃的。
And sometimes Arjuna would go to the palace of Balaram to take his meals there.
那有的时候呢 ,Arjuna 会去到主 Balaram 的宫殿里，去和主 Balaram 一起用餐。
And Subhadra would accompany him there.
那 Subhadra 还陪着他一起去。
And Arjuna very often looking at the beautiful features of Subhadra.
Arjuna 经常就会盯着Subhadra 很美丽的身形看。
So Subhadra, you know, he could not understand why this sadhu was looking at her in this way, you know.
但 Subhadra 他就不明白，他就在想，为什么这位圣人要这样的目光来看着我呢？
You see, in a city, in Dwarka, everybody knew about Arjuna.
但是在 Dwarka, 所有的人都是认识 Arjuna 的。
Even children sometimes playing, when they're challenging each other, they say, let's see, if you are like Arjuna, you can defeat me, things like that, you know, even the children.
就即便小孩他们在彼此打斗玩的时候都会说，你看看你能不能像Arjuna那样征服我。
And even the parents, they hope, they would have their hope that hoping that their children would grow up and become like Arjuna.
而且就是这些孩子的家长们也都希望这些孩子们长大以后能够像Arjuna那样神勇。
Subhadra herself had heard much about Arjuna, especially from her cousin Gada, who was a friend of Arjuna in Hastinapura during their student times.
Subhadra, 他也是听到过关于 Arjuna 的很多的美言，特别是从他的表兄 Gada 那里听到过很多，当他和 Arjuna 一起在 Hastinapura 学习的时候的事情。
So she had also developed an attraction for Arjuna simply by hearing about him.
所以说呢，就通过听关于 Arjuna 的这些事情，使得Subhadra 非常的被 Arjuna 所吸引。
Like you remember, Rukmini, the first wife of Krishna, she also had developed an attraction for Krishna simply by hearing about him.
我们大家还记得。主 Krishna 的第一夫人，第一位皇后 Rukmini， 她也是只是听了关于 Krishna 的话题，就对 Krishna 非常的心仪。
Our brother Krishna would tell many wonderful many stories about Arjuna。
而且他的哥哥 Krishna 也会讲很多的关于 Arjuna 的美妙的故事。
And if somebody would come from Indraprastha。Subhadra would ask if they knew Arjuna.
如果是有人从 Indraprastha 来拜访 Dwarka 的话，Subhadra 都会向那个人询问他是否认识 Arjuna.
Now, from all these descriptions she heard about Arjuna from so many people, including her own brother Krishna, And now Subhadra starts thinking, and this sadhu looking at me in this way, he starts thinking, maybe this sadhu is not really a sadhu, maybe it's Arjuna.
因为 Subhadra 他从这么多人那里听到了关于Arjuna的信息, 而且从他自己的哥哥 Krishna那儿听到的这些信息, 那这会儿他突然就觉得 这位 被称为圣人的圣人, 他看我的这种方式, 他也许可能不是圣人, 他也许是Arjuna.
So one time, one day she decided to ask him.
所以有一天他就决定要问他,
See, I heard that you have traveled all over this planet.
我听说您 游遍了所有的星宿,
and you visit so many places, so many cities, so many holy places.
你去到了很多的地方, 你朝拜了很多的圣地, 你去了很多的城市。
Certainly you must have visited Indraprastha.
所以肯定您去过Indraprastha.
You know that in Indraprastha there is my auntie Kunti is living there with my cousins, the Pandavas.
您知道在Indraprastha我的姑姑，I'm thinking about the relationship between that. 就是我的姑姑 Kunti
from the father's side.
From the father's side, right? 就是我的这个姑姑，对对对，就我的姑姑 Kunti. 还有我的堂兄们都住在那里，对不起，我刚才在。Pandavas,
the Pandavas.
嗯。
And she asked, "Have you met them?"
然后他就问他，你见过他们吗？
And the sadhu said, "Yes, I have met them."
然后呢，这位圣人就说，我见过他们呀。
He said, Subhadra said, "He said, have you heard?" Have you heard that Arjuna had been away in Indraprastha, from Indraprastha, and is traveling in pilgrimage like you are traveling, you know? Arjuna is also traveling.
然后他就问,那你知不知道Arjuna跟您一样? 那现在他离开了Indraprastha, 他也在到处进行旅行,他在到处的朝拜圣地。
Have you by chance met him?
那你有没有见到他呀?
And Arjuna said, oh yes, I have met him.
Arjuna said, oh, 是是是,我见到他了,我见到他了。
In fact, I know where he is at the present moment.
那事实上,其实我知道他这会儿就在哪儿。
Where? Asked Subhadra in a very excited voice.
Subhadra一下特别兴奋,就问他在哪儿,在哪儿?
Arjuna said, wait, I'll tell you.
Arjuna said, 别急,我告诉你。
So Arjuna removed his dress of mendicant.
So Arjuna 呢就脱掉了他修士的服饰.
Ta-da! How come you didn't recognize me?
你怎么没有认出我来呢?
So Subhadra became her face became very red because you are very shy.
然后苏伯哲一下呢就涨红了脸，因为他特别的害羞。
And she could not face look in his face.
他, you mean Subhadra cannot look the
she
face
could not look him. She could not look him in his face.
然后苏伯哲呢就很害羞的不能看Arjuna的脸。
And did not know what to say.
而且他也不知道该怎么说了，不知道怎么回答。So
Arjuna was very bold. He said, "I actually am very attracted to you, and I want to marry you."
Arjuna 呢很勇敢，他就说呢，其实呢，我非常的被你所吸引，我想娶你。She
listened, but she didn't say a word, and she left to inside the palace.
嗯，他听到了Arjuna所说的话。 但是呢,他没有作答,然后他就回到了自己的内宫。
So Arjuna later he told Krishna, when Krishna came to visit him, he told him what happened. So Arjuna said, well, the best way to do is what we Kshatriyas do, kidnap her.
Krishna said, right?
Yeah, Krishna told him.
Okay. 然后后来呢, Krishna 就来看望 Arjuna 的时候呢, Arjuna 就对 Krishna 讲了刚才都发生了什么事情, 然后 Krishna 就说, 那我们就应该采取我们沙利利的策略, 绑架他。
So, but Arjuna decided to go and see Vasudeva and Devaki first and took their permission.
但是Arjuna想先去拜见 Vasudeva和Devaki, 希望先得到他们的允许。
Vasudeva and Devaki already knew about this because Krishna had mentioned to them.
Vasudeva和Devaki呢, 已经知道这件事了, 因为Krishna向他们提到这件事情。
So one time when Subhadra was visiting a temple, when she was coming out of the temple, Arjuna grabbed her by force and took her away in his chariot, with the chariot and ran away.
But 有一天呢, 当, Subhadra 拜完庙之后呢, 从庙里面出来的时候呢, Arjuna 一下子就抓起了他的胳膊, 然后呢, 把他给拽到了他自己的马车上, 然后就跑了。
Actually, it was the chariot that Krishna gave him, was Krishna's personal chariot.
他这辆车呢, 其实是Krishna给他的, 这是Krishna自己的私车。
Krishna gave his chariot to Subhadra and to bring her to the temple. And when she came out of the temple to get up on a chariot, Arjuna jumped on a chariot and kidnapped Subhadra and ran away with her.
这辆车呢, 是 Krishna 给 Subhadra 用的。 Krishna 用这辆车呢, 把 Subhadra 给送到了庙里。 然后当 Subhadra 拜完庙之后, 从庙里出来的时候呢, Subhadra 就上了这辆车, 然后 Arjuna 就跳上了, 穿上了这辆车, 然后就驾这辆车就跑了。 他以这样的方式, 就绑走了 Subhadra。
This is 1 year of exile had finished, and he was headed to Indraprastha with Subhadra.
而且这会儿呢, 也已经是他一年的流放生活结束的时候, 所以呢, 他就驾着这辆车, 带着 Subhadra 前往 Indraprastha.
But everybody starts speaking now in Dwarka, how this sannyasi actually, this so-called sadhu was actually Arjuna, and he had taken away Subhadra by force.
所以, 在Dwarka的人们呢, 都在讨论这件事情, 就是这位圣人, 他怎么会变成了Arjuna, 然后呢, 又抢走了Subhadra。
When Balaram heard that, he was so furious. He jumped on his chariot, and he wanted to capture Arjuna, to kill him.
当主巴拉让我们听到这件事情的时候, 他简直是愤怒之极, 他跳上自己的战车, 一路狂追, 他希望追上Arjuna, 并且把他给杀死。
So Arjuna, Krishna to stop him, to pacify Balaram.
但是Krishna制止了他, 并且呢安抚了Balaram。
Said, my dear brother, please do not be so angry.
我亲爱的哥哥, 求你了, 别生气。
Let's consider everything that just happened.
让我们觉得这件事情就这么发生了。
Subhadra actually accompanied Arjuna willingly.
Subhadra其实是非常的心仪的, 想要跟着 Arjuna 一起走的。
She actually is the one who prepared the chariot with the horses, and he's the one who drove the chariot.
他其实是准备好了这辆马车，开就驾车的人也是他。
So actually, she's the one who drove Arjuna to Indraprastha.
实际上呢，是Subhadra 他驾着车把 Arjuna 送回了 Indraprastha。
She is the one who has chosen Arjuna as her husband.
是他选择了 Arjuna 作为他的丈夫。
And you think very well, what better husband could our sister have chosen?
对,您想一想, 我们的妹妹还有,怎么说呢, 就是我们的妹妹怎么可能还能找到比Arjuna更加好的丈夫呢?
This is the brightest jewel of the Kuru dynasty.
它是库鲁王朝的一颗璀璨的珠宝。
Now our two families are much more closed, more close to each other.
现在我们两家人被连得更近了。
Now we should go together. We should go together and people from Dwarka, we should go all together to Indraprastha and make peace with them.
现在呢，我们所有的人都应该一起前往 Indraprastha， 并且与他们和谈。
So they all start making the arrangements to go to Indraprastha and attend the wedding ceremony of Arjuna with Subhadra.
所以呢，他们现在就都做好准备要前往Indraprastha 的准备，并且要参加 Arjuna 和 Subhadra 之间的婚礼。
But meanwhile, when Arjuna reached theIndraprastha, before entering in the city, he thought that Draupadi probably would be very hungry if she knew that he was married with Subhadra and was bringing her to Indraprastha. She probably would be very angry.
但是呢，当他们还没有到达 Indraprastha 之前呢，Arjuna就在想，如果 Draupadi 要是知道他娶了Subhadra， 并且还把 Subhadra 给带回来的话，那他肯定会非常的生气的。
So he told Subhadra, I think it's better that you win Draupadi's affection first.
所以他就对 Subhadra 说，我想你可能要先和 Draupadi 先要交好。
So you go to Draupadi and you dress yourself as a coward girl and you say that you are her maid servant.
你呢打扮成一个牧牛姑娘的样子去找 Draupadi， 并且你对 Draupadi 说呢，你是她的女仆。
When she will ask your name, then you tell her that you are Subhadra, the sister of Krishna.
但是当他问你叫什么名字的时候呢，你就说你的名字叫 Subhadra， 你是 Krishna 的妹妹。
And Draupadi will be very charmed.
然后 Draupadi 他就会被迷倒。
And if later she finds out that I have married you, she will not be bothered, she will not be disturbed.
那晚些时候当他发现我和你已经结婚了，那他也不会说什么的。
So she did like that. Subhadra did like that. And Draupadi was totally conquered by the modesty, the kindness, and the beauty of Subhadra.
Subhadra 呢就按照 Arjuna 的这个话这么做了。然后呢Draupadi 就完全被 Subhadra 的谦和美丽所征服。
So when he got to know that she was Subhadra, the sister of Krishna, she embraced her very affectionately and blessed her with very sweet words.
所以呢，当他知道她是 Subhadra， 是 Krishna 的妹妹的时候呢 ，Subhadra 就拥抱她，然后呢，用非常甜美的话来祝福她。
I bless you that you become a wife of a great hero.
我祝福你将成为一位伟大的英雄的妻子。
And the mother of a great hero.
你也会成为一名伟大的勇士的妈妈。
So they sat down talking for hours and hours about Krishna, about Dwarka, about this, about that, you know, how women can talk and talk and talk.
然后呢他们俩人就坐下来促膝谈心，谈了好久好久，谈关于 Krishna 的话题，关于 Dwarka 的话题，谈论这个，谈论那个。
And suddenly heard a big commotion in the streets because Arjuna had arrived.
然后就突然之间呢，就听到街上所传来的这个喧嚣声，因为 Arjuna 来了。
Arjuna had returned after 1 year, that the streets were crowded. Everyone wants to see Arjuna because Arjuna was that great, their great hero, the person they loved so much. They showered him with flowers. They spoke with him sweet words until Arjuna was reached the palace.
因为 Arjuna 他被流放了一年，现在回来了，而且呢，他是众人们心中的英雄，所以呢，所有的人都出来迎接 Arjuna， 然后向 Arjuna 献上非常的甜美的话语、赞扬之词。
And then enter in the palace, and he was greeted by his brothers. They hug each other. The family reunion.
然后呢，尔朱呢就进了皇宫，就见到了他的这些哥哥弟弟们，然后他们彼此之间相互打招呼，拥抱在一起，这是一个家庭的聚会。
嗯、and then she went to see Draupadi.
然后呢，他就去见 Draupadi。
And Draupadi looked at him smiling. He said, "I have already met the coward girl."
Draupadi 笑着对 Arjuna 说，我已经见到了这位牧牛姑娘。
Yes, she is very beautiful.
她非常美。
And she is very welcome in the palace.
而且呢，她很欢迎进入到我们的皇宫之中。
Means she, Draupadi was very wise. She knew, she immediately sensed because the women sensed these things, and she made a sense that that was the arrangement, so she agreed to that.
因为呢，朱佛迪他其实是非常的有智慧的，很聪明，然后女人的这种感觉也是非常的灵敏的，所以呢，他就感觉到了所有的这一切都是这种安排，所以呢，他也就同意了。
And a few days after the family of Ayadus and Vrishnis headed by Krishna and Balarama came to Indraprastha. There was a big royal reception by the Pandavas and the citizens.
然后再过两天呢，亚杜王朝Vishnu 王朝的这些人们在主 Krishna 主 Balaram 的率领之下呢，也都来了。然后
A big, a huge ceremony that lasts quite a few days of the marriage of Arjuna and Subhadra.
他们就举行了非常盛大的 Arjuna 和 Subhadra 之间的婚礼。这婚礼呢还持续了好几天。
Very opulent.
非常的丰盛富裕。
And then after some time, all the Vrishnis and the Ayadus, they went back to Dwarka.
然后过了一段时间之后呢，所有的 Vishnu 王朝人还有亚杜王朝人，他们都回到 Dwarka 去了。
But Krishna stayed in Indraprastha.
但是 Krishna 呢，在 Indraprastha 就住了下来。
To give association to the Pandavas.
因为呢，他以这样的方式要给予 Pandava 们一些联谊。
Okay, my dear friends, stay tuned for the next episode.
所以我亲爱的朋友们，我们今天就讲到这儿，我们拭目以待的看下一集发生了什么。
Oh, there's already a question there.
Yeah. This is a question from Sumukhi Rana Mataji. 顶拜亲爱的阿叔Dana Kitty Mataji 和奉献者们，礼拜您。感恩您们精彩的讲课，从这段朝圣之旅看呢，尔朱呢是个多情的种子。人们都希望所爱的人专情，灵魂本性就是花心的吗？灵性世界也有这样的一夫多妻的灵性家庭吗？Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances to you and also to all the devotees. Thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. So, from the journey of pilgrimage of Arjuna, it seems that Arjuna, is a very
He's a very passionate fellow.
Yeah, okay. He's a very passionate. He's a very passionate fellow. And however, everyone hope their lover are very focused to them. They are the, center for their beloved. I wonder if the soul itself, the nature of the soul, is also in with this kind of a passionate the nature. And also in the spiritual world, if it's true that the spiritual family also have the structure of one husband with multi wives.
Yeah, well, we hear Krishna had 16,800 wives.
对，我们听到 Krishna 他有一万一万零等会儿啊，他有这个16,108位妻子。
And they were not angry with each other. They were very cooperative.
而且这些妻子呢，他们彼此之间不会相互的争斗，他们实际上是非常的合作的。
Because when there is really, really loving relationship, then there is there's not this feeling of possessiveness that this is my object of love, it's only mine, it's not for others. There is no such feeling.
因为就是如果真的是要有爱的话呢，他们之间的这种感受并不是说是那种拥有，就是是控制权、拥有权的那种感觉。
On the opposite, they feel very happy that others, they love also the object of their love.
而且呢，其实相反的是，他们是彼此之间是相互爱着的这种感觉，因为他们因为他们都是因为爱着这个人，所以呢，他们就彼此之间为了这个人而相互爱着。
They don't have this feeling of possessiveness like lusty people.
他们就不会像是物欲熏心的人具有那种占有欲。
In the material world, because any loving, most of loving relationships are very much affected by lust, then there is this feeling of possessiveness. It should be mine. It should only be for me.Whereas in a spiritual world, there is no dispossessiveness.
因为呢，在这个物质世界呢，所有的一切它其实都是在这个色欲的驱使之下的。这种占有欲的驱使呢，就是说这东西是我的，一定得由我来拥有。那么在灵性世界是没有这样的占有欲的。
Everybody loves Krishna, and we feel happy that we also have an opportunity.To love and serve him, and we appreciate that others love and serve him better. We wish that we can also serve Krishna in that same way. So we approach them to learn from others who love Krishna better, how we can love Krishna better, how we can improve our love and service for him. So there is a feeling of a cooperation.
在灵性世界呢？我们都就是在灵性世界的所有人，他对于 Krishna 都是爱的感觉。然后呢，作为他有这么一个能够服务 Krishna 的机会，他是很开心的。但是呢，当他看到其他的人能够服务 Krishna， 也是非常开心的。而且他希望能够在别人这个身上能够看到别人更好的服务 Krishna 的这样的感觉。然后呢，他可以从他那儿学到如何能够更好的服务 Krishna。所以这是一种相互相成的一个关系。
And even in the material world, the Kshatriyas, the noble family of Kshatriyas, they had many wives, and they were very if the husbands were very pure, they were very cooperative amongst themselves. They all share their love for their husband, and they cooperate very well.
就是在即便是在咱们这个物质世界里呢。就这些沙地利的家庭里面的男子，他也是会有多过一位妻子的。而且如果要是这位男子他是非常纯净的状态的话，他的所有的这些妻子是会彼此之间相亲相爱的感觉的，他们都是会相互的支持和帮助的。
Okay.
Next question.
Yeah.
Next question still from Sumukhi Radha Maji.Balaram 没有认出 Arjuna， 这也是 Krishna 搞的鬼吧？要不怎么可能认不出自己的表弟呢？而且 Balaram 是那么聪明有力。 So isn't Krishna's trick to make the Lord Balaram didn't recognize Arjuna? Because after all, Arjuna is his cousin, and Balaram is super intelligent and powerful. How come he cannot recognize is Arjuna?
Because a Krishna covered him with his Yoga Maya potency. Even Balaram can be covered by Krishna's Yoga Maya. Remember in Vrindavan when Krishna and Balarama were still boys, and Krishna disguised himself as the coward boys and the calves that they were kidnapped, hidden by Lord Brahma. And for 1 year, Krishna was in the form of all these boys and calves, and Balarama didn't notice for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. 大家还记得，就是当 Krishna 和 Balaram 还是小孩的时候，由于主 Balaram，主 Balaram 把Krishna 的牧牛童朋友和小牛犊都给走了。主 Brahma， 对，我就有点别扭，就是主 Brahma 把Krishna 的牧牛童朋友和小牛犊都给偷走了，然后呢，主 Krishna 就自己扩展成了这些小牧牛童和。 小牛犊们有一年长的时间，但是呢，在这一年里面，主Balaram都没有发现。
Only after 1 year, Balaram noticed that there was something not normal.
只有在一年之后，主Balaram他才意识到可能有点事儿不对了。
And Krishna that time revealed to him.
然后在那会儿，Krishna才向他说出实话。
So even Balaram can be covered by Yoga Maya potency if Krishna wants.
对，如果是 Krishna 想的话呢，就连主 Balaram 也都会被他的 Yoga Maya 的能量所遮盖。
So Krishna wanted Arjuna to marry Subhadra, so he made all the arrangements for that to happen.
因为主 Krishna 他想要 Subhadra 嫁给 Arjuna。 所以说呢，他才会做出这一系列的安排，让这件事情发生。
He certainly did not want his sister to marry with Duryodhan.
他毫无疑问，他是不想让他的妹妹嫁给 Duryodhan的。
Okay, next, Rajendra Prabhu.
Next, Rajendra Prabhu. Duryodhan 是卡利年代的化身吗？ Isn't Duryodhan the incarnation of Kali Yuga?
Well, it's not the incarnation of Kali Yuga, but it's certainly a good member of Kali Yuga.
yeah.
Certainly. And he's not the only one.
而且也不是就只有他一个人是这样的。
Many people are like that.
有很多的人都是像他这样的。
He has also very good aspects. It's not that Duryodhana was completely evil. He had good aspects. Why Balarama liked him? That means he had some affection and good respect for Balarama, which is also very nice.
其实呢，这个 Duryodhana 他也不是完全的一个彻头彻尾的大坏蛋。他有他的好的方面。 要不然为什么主巴拉拉姆会喜欢他呢？他对主巴拉拉姆是非常的尊重的，所以这也是他的好的品质。Nobody
is completely evil.
但没有任何一个人是完全的邪恶的。Because
after all, it's all spiritual souls. They are all parts and parcels of Krishna.
因为终极来说呢，所有的这些人都是灵性的灵魂，都是主 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。
The next, Shilang.
喜羊羊，像 Arjuna 这样纯粹的奉献者会被妻子之外的美丽女性所吸引。那么现代社会男士常被其他女性吸引，就不存在不道德的问题了吗？ I'm not exactly sure what is the point of her question?
It's immoral in modern society that married men become attracted to other women. It's immoral.
那这个就是在现代社会，男士如果是被其他的女性所吸引的话，这是不道德的。
You bear in mind that Arjuna was married, and all these persons, ladies, girls that he met, either he wanted to marry them or they wanted to marry him. They were not just want, they didn't want to have illicit affair with him. They wanted to be married with him, or he wanted to be married with them.
我们要注意啊，就是尔朱呢，他所遇到的所有的这些女子，要不然就是这些女孩想要嫁给他，要不然就是尔朱呢想要娶这个女孩，他们之间都是有这种婚姻的关系的，而并不是说只是想进行一些非法的性生活。
You know, when we hear about married people who are attracted to other women, it's for illicit sexual affair. That was not the same thing. They wanted to be married, legally married, be wives, and conceive children according to authorized sex, to authorized intercourse, not what we hear today of illicit sex life.
现代的这个人们的这个状态呢，是由于他结了婚了，但是呢，在婚姻中他还有婚外情，然后呢，只是想跟人家有一些这种就是鱼水之欢而已。但是尔朱呢的这个情况不是这样的，尔朱呢的这个情况他们是很认真的要结为夫妻的，他们是就是在结成夫妻之后呢，才能够合理合法的生孩子，才能够繁衍后代，所以这是不一样的。 Yes.
There is no, there was no question of illicit sex life.
所以呢，尔朱呢的这个情况，他们是不存在任何的非法的性生活的。And
no women at those days, no women wanted to mingle with men just to have a sexual affair.
而且在那个年代，没有任何一个女子她想要跟男人在一起，就是想跟他。 过一过那个性生活。
Unless was really a prostitute, there were prostitutes who were really whose business was to engage in illicit sex with people who wanted to have that. But this was a that was their position.
但除非他是就是从事妓女这一行业的，那当时确实也有妓女这一行业，那他从事的这个工作呢，就是和 男人进行这个性上的这种生活，但是呢，这是另外一回事了。
Arjuna is meeting is very high class princesses. You know they will never indulge in illicit sex.
但是尔朱呢，在这里面遇到的所有的这些姑娘们呢，都是非常高资格的公主们，所以呢，她们是绝对不会去从事那些非法的生活的。
So we cannot compare.
所以呢，我们是不能够把他们同日而语的。Srila
Prabhupada said, if a man requires more sex life, then he can marry more than one woman.
Sorry, Srila Prabhupada is required.
If a man wants to have more sex, he can marry more than one wife.
This is what the Srila Prabhupada said, right? I didn't hear
yes.
the first. I mean, okay.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada 说，就是如果要是一位男子他想要过更多的性生活的话，那他就可以娶多过一位妻子。
But who can marry more than one wife? They cannot even maintain and take nice care of one wife. What to speak of having more than one wife?
但是呢，谁又能娶得起？ 多过一位妻子呢？他就连一位妻子他都照顾不好，他怎么可能还会去照顾维系更多的妻子呢？
Usually in population, even in old times and now, the female population is higher than the male population.
而且即便到现在呢，就是我们女子的人口的数量要比男子的人口的数量要多。
And that's why particularly those who are qualified, particularly the Kshatriyas, sometimes Brahmanas also, but particularly Kshatriyas, could have more than one wife, but they could take very nice care of them.
那所以说呢，作为刹帝利，或者有的时候婆罗门也是如此，特别是刹帝利，他们是可以娶多个一位妻子的，但是他们是可以很好的照顾这些妻子的。
嗯。The next question, Sumukhi Raja.
Sumukhi Raja 妈妈姐，主巴拉拉姆喜欢杜若丹，杜若丹也有点，妈妈的 Sumukhi Raja， 你这什么意思啊？杜若丹也有点，也有点吗？什么意思啊？Sumukhi Raja， 妈妈姐。
Have a little.
Yeah, it's not 优点。Okay. She's asking that, Lord Balaram like Duryodhan, so means Duryodhan also have some merits, also have some virtues.
Yes,
right?
Certainly. As we said before, nobody is
completely
evil. Nobody is completely evil.
没有人是完全的邪恶的。
Even the most horrible person has some good qualities.
即便是最可怕的人，他有一些好的品质。
Next question, still Sumukhi Raja.
朱呢娶了这些女子，并与他们生下了后代，在战争中他们都起了很重要的作用。这一点看来，其实一切都是主 Krishna 的布局。而朱呢 married these girls, and have the children with them, and all of the children actually take very important roles in the battle later. So from this point, it seems that all of this are arrangement from Lord Krishna.
It is. We said this many times in the beginning. These are all personalities playing in the stage, in the drama stage by Krishna. This Mahabharata, Krishna is the central person, central figure. And everybody is playing a role, either a bad role or a good role. But everybody is playing a role in this drama stage by Krishna. So everybody, including Duryodhana, are going to be benefited.
对，我们在一开始的时候呢，就已经反复强调这一点了。那么主 Krishna 呢，是 Mahabharata 这场大戏里面的最核心的人物。然后呢，他就搭建了这么一个大的舞台，所有的这些出场的人物呢，全部都是 Krishna 的这个舞台上的人物。那么就即便是就无论他是演的好的角色还是坏的角色，即便是像杜若丹这样的角色，他们都会因为参演了这场大戏而获益。
Everybody is going to get benefit because they're playing in the drama stage by Krishna.
那所有的人都会因为在主 Krishna 的这台大戏上演出演而获益。
Next.
下面这个问题呢，是由就是这一串数字的这位奉献者问的。顶拜 Guru 翻译主持，顶拜您。Duryodhan 是恶魔，但是呢，他又是军事家，他的活动都是 Vikarma 吗 ？Vikarma。Please accept a very humble obeisances to you. Duryodhan, he is very evil. However, at the same time, he is also the expert of military.And so I want to know if all of his actions are considered as a weak karma. Thank you.
No. Many times he plays his part as a kshatriya properly. No. It's, as we said, it's not everything he did was evil.
不是这样的，不是这样的。他其实他作为一位刹帝利，他还是有很多地方是可圈可点的。我们已经说了，就是。并不是每一个人是完全的邪恶的。
In those days, they were very much to the codes, to the Kshatriya codes. So they, even though they had had conspiracies to obtain power and all that, but when it comes to fight, they were very attached to do things in a proper way, in a Kshatriya way, because they knew that this would attract good fortune and they could be elevated.At least to heaven, and they were very attached.
因为作为刹帝利来讲呢，他们是有他们的这个军阀是需要去这个履行的。无论他们在战争之外，他们都是怎么想的，他们是怎么做的。但他们只要一旦是参与到战争这件事情上的时候呢，他们是一定是会按照刹帝利的规矩来做的，因为他们知道只有按照这样的规矩去做，他们才有可能会被提升到一个更高的境界。才会有更好的。 在下面一个问题是哈尼108问的，请问阿叔，有句话说没有无缘无故的爱，也没有无缘无故的恨，请问我们喜欢爱上一个人或者恨一个人也是由于业报的原因吗？是前世与这个人有一些情感上的牵连吗？Also, please accept my very humble obeisances. There is a saying that there is no causeless love and there is no causeless of hatred as well. So when we fall in love with someone or we feel hate to someone, is this also because of the karmic reactions? Is that because for the previous life we have some association with that person? So to be manifested as either love and hate in this life?
Mostly, yeah, mostly is, even though we have our choices also, but mostly is due to previous karma, yes.
但是就是有的时候呢，可能是由于我们的这个选择导致的，但是大部分的这种情况呢，都属于我们前世的业报所致的。
It's not that everything is just fate and we can all that, then we don't have any choices. Within every fate, there is always an opportunity to improve or to make it worse.
但是呢，并不是说是一切都是命运所致，所以呢，我们就没有任何选择，而是在每一个这个命运里面，它其实都会有一种选择。这个选择呢，会让它这件事情的结果显得更好，或者是更差。
So we can always improve our attitude towards another person, even if because of karma we were maybe enemies and we are together to create trouble. We can always improve that situation, our attitude to improve our relationship with others.
但是呢，所以说我们就总是可以做出一个选择，然后呢，让我们人为的去选择，使和对方的那个关系变得更加的提升，有就是能够提升那样的关系。也许可能我们之间之前可能是恨啊这样的状态。
That's why human beings should and they must be ruled by religious codes so they can understand how to improve their attitude towards others.
那所以说呢，人们为什么就必须要有这个宗教的律法来束缚，然后这样呢，通过这样他才能够学会如何更好的去对待别人。
Otherwise, they better live than like animals who only follow their own karma. That's all.
否则的话，我们就干脆过动物的生活就行了。我们只是去按照我们的这个业，就是只是按照我们的这个业报的这个反应去生活就好了。
嗯。Okay, next question.
老国王是邪恶之徒吗？最后达到人生完美去到哪里呢？感恩guru. What about the Dhritarashtra? Is he an evil person? Eventually, is he reach his perfection of the life?
Yes, eventually he will achieve perfection.
是的，Dhritarashtra 王他最终还是达到了完美。
Even the most evil person eventually will achieve perfection.
那即便是就是最邪恶的人最后也会达到完美的。
In Kali Yuga, everybody is very much evil.
因为在卡利年代其实每一个人其实都是挺邪恶的。
But everybody has a chance. By the Lord's mercy, everybody.
但是在主的仁慈之下呢，每一个人都还是有机会的。
Rajendra.
据说如果一位女子接近了一位刹帝利，要求生孩子，刹帝利不应拒绝，他们没有结婚也可以孕诞孩子是吗？这样是非法的吗？在这个年代是非法的。It said that if a woman want to approach a Kshatriya and require to have a baby with him, then the Kshatriya cannot refuse her. Even they are not married.They still can get pregnant and give the birth to that child. Isn't true. And also, if that is the case, will that consider as illegal or what? But in this age, it is illegal.
No, if the Kshatriya gives a child to a woman because he wants that, then she's connected with that Kshatriya, and that Kshatriya always protects that woman. May not have an official marriage, but she is protected and she's not going to go around with other men.
Okay, 就是如果要是这位沙帝利他跟这个女子是在一块儿是为了要生孩子的话，那么这个女子她就是会被这位沙帝利所保护的。她也许可能没有结婚，但是呢这位女子她也不会再去和其他的男人再去有任何的交往。
There is no official marriage, like Idimbi did not officially, we didn't hear about any particular marriage ceremony between Idimbi and Bhima. But Bhima gave her a child, and it was the only child she had, and she Idimbi remained faithful to Bhima even though they didn't live together.
那就比如说像 Idimbi 和 Bhima, 他们俩之间就没有一个婚礼，但是呢Bhima 给他的一个孩子，然后这个孩子呢就是 Hidimbi 的唯一的孩子。Hidimbi 呢也没有再和其他的人友好。然后呢这个 Hidimbi 他对 Bhima 是非常的忠诚的。
But it does not mean that also Kshatras did wrong activities, you know. Kshatras, you know, and they are mortal beings, and mortal beings are prone to do sinful activities. So it's not...Because they were kshatras, they were kings or princes, they never did anything wrong. They also did wrong activities, but that was wrong. If they did anything like, you know, exploit any other woman, then was sinful and they would be punished because of that. Means they would suffer karmic reaction.
但并不是说是这个沙帝利他们就不会做坏事，他们就不会做错事。那么这个沙帝利他也是有肉身的。那他也是在这个物质世界的，那在物质世界有肉身的人，他就是会一不留神他就会犯错。所以说呢，如果要是这个沙帝利他欺负了别的女孩，然后呢以这样的方式他做了错事的话，那他就是做了错事，而且他会为这个错事而得到他的报应的。
So if certainly in most cases they had very high education andThey would not transgress these religious principles, but there are cases where they did transgress and they did sinful activities and they were punished for that.
当然他们是受过良好教育的，而且呢他们也不会去违反这些宗教原则，但是也有这样情况，就是他们会违反这样的宗教原则，那也就意味着他犯错了，他犯错他会为他的一个错而受到惩罚。
So next question from Fine.
From 秦顶拜阿叔顶拜奉献者们，请问如果现在的社会已婚女子遇到单身男子，但两人情投意合想要结婚，所以呢已婚的女子为那个未婚的男子离婚了，这种情况他们也是以结婚为理由的话算是违反道德吗？阿叔 please explain my reasonable reasons. My question is that in the current society, a married woman met a single man and this one fall in love with each otherand they want to get married. So this married girl got divorced for this single man. So in this kind of situation, they get together for the purpose of marriage. Is this a kind of violation to the mortal conduct? Moral code.
Yeah,
if there's a violation of the moral code.
It is, in general it is, yeah.
从大概念来说呢，是的，是违反道德。
The problem is that to begin with, they are married without knowing what means to be married, what the responsibility is connected with marriage.
这问题就是在于他们在结婚之前，他们不知道这个结婚是需要付出什么责任的。
Oftentimes the marriage is just a contract. It's just a paper. We go there and sign a paper under the law and you are married. And there's no sacred marriage.
通常来说现在这个婚姻呢就变成了只是一个一纸婚约而已，就是签个合同，但就已经在这个婚姻里面不具备神圣性了。
So it's marriage done whimsically.And oftentimes they also break because it was whimsical. It was not based on religious formalities and then it was was just based on lust. I am attracted to this person, I am attracted to that person. And they got married, but they was not really based on love.
所以说呢，就是如果要是是基于色欲而进行的异想天开的这种婚姻，其实也是不会长久的，也是会打破的，因为没有经过这些神圣的，就是宗教性的这个仪式仪则的这个婚姻，它并不是基于爱而进行的婚姻。
That's why you see more and more they get married and they divorce and get married again. It's just.And in the West, this is in many countries, they still do marriage. In many countries in the world, particularly in the West, they don't even marry anymore. They just get together.
所以说呢，为什么就是大家就老会看结婚，然后有离婚？在咱们国家呢，现在依然还有结婚这件事儿，但是在西方国家呢，现在就变得越来越盛行的一件事情，就大家根本就不结婚了，就住在一起就行了。
They just get together because they can enjoy with each other. When they are tired, we enjoy with each other. They move to another person.
他们就住在一起，然后彼此之间相互享乐。然后等他们烦腻彼此的时候呢，然后呢又去找别的人了。
It's like the dogs. The dogs they do like that.
像是狗一样，狗也是这样。
There's no more humanity. It's just a sex drive. That's all.
所以呢，就是已经没有就是人类的这种行为了，就它就只是一种这个性的驱使。
And they don't even have any, they didn't even feel disturbed if the children are totally devastated because they don't have the care of a father and mother as it should be.
所以说呢，但是他们也不管这个孩子是不是会被毁掉，那因为这个孩，他们生下的这个孩子。本来是应该有家长爸爸妈妈来照顾他们的。
Yeah, so marriage has to be a very sacred thing, and there's the vow and it's for life. There is only separation if the husband wants to take sannyas in old age, you know, and the wife agrees with that, then happens, but it's just after the marriage has been consumed in a natural way.
真的，这个婚姻呢，它本来就是应该是发下誓言的，它是应该是有这样的很正式的仪式的。那么，只有当丈夫要变成 sannyasi 的时候，或者说是要从这个家庭生活中要退离的时候，在妻子的同意的这种情况下。这个夫妻他们之间才会分开，而且这种分开呢是一种很自然的分开。
The next question.
Next question from Kamakeli Madaji. Dima 阿叔，现在我的丈夫呢也是 Krishna 给我安排的嘛？有的人离婚又结婚，又离婚又结婚，最后的缘分才是真正的缘分吗？感恩阿叔。Also, please accept my humble obeisances. I want to ask if my current husband also the arrangement from the Lord, because the people of today, they got divorced, they got married, they got divorced, got married again. And if that's true, that's for the final fate, is the last fate, is the eventual fate.
Well, if marriage is really based on love, then there is no divorce.
就如果是基于爱的婚姻的话，是没有离婚的。
But if the focus is sex life, then it's selfish. Means I like it does not satisfy me anymore. I move along. I drop this one. I marry another one. This is lusty. It's not based on love. On love means it's based on service. I serve my husband. The husband serves the wife.There is an exchange of service, then there is no question of divorce.
但是呢，如果要是这个婚姻它是基于一种色欲，实际上这个性的话，那也就是说是自私的，就是我要通过这个婚姻我来享受。如果我要是在享受的时候呢，我就可以维系这段婚姻；如果要是不享受了，这件事这个不能再让我享受了，那我就离婚了，然后我再去找其他的人。所以说呢，这个这是基于色欲，这个爱它其实是。就是基于爱的这个婚姻呢，是彼此之间的相互服务的基础的婚姻。那这样的这种基于爱的婚姻是不会离婚的。
If it's based on service and the center of their marriage is service to Krishna and Guru, then there is no divorce because they have the responsibility to serve each other. And if there are children, is even a higher responsibility because they have to take care of these children, to let them grow in a very balanced way, to become very good human beings, and particularly in devotees, to become very good devotees in the future, do not give up Krishna consciousness. So it's a great responsibility to be married. So it's service to us, each other, husband and wife, and then service to the children and the family is based on service. That's what means real love. Then there is no question of divorce.
但如果要是基于爱的这个婚姻，也就意味着，双方都是以 Krishna 和 Guru 作为中心来进行服务，然后他们是在爱来进行服务。但如果他们要是有了孩子的话呢，那他们就有更加重的这个责任，要在这个婚姻中呢，把这个孩子培养成一个具有 Krishna 知觉的人，一个有就是是具有是是一个有意义的有意义的人。所以呢，他们在这个婚姻中里面要承载这样的责任，也就使得他们更加的不会离婚。所以呢，这个是在婚姻中就是以爱为中心来维系的婚姻。
Even non-devotees in the past, where the sex drive was not so publicized like as it is today, you know, you speak it in everywhere, in the movies, in the television, in the magazines, everywhere sex is the drive. When this was not prevailing in society, if you go back 50-100 years ago, we'll see where couples they remain together for the until the end of their lives, even if they then have the most compatibility with each other, but because of responsibility for the family, for the sake of the family, they would never break their marriages.
And
because they were responsible, they would take responsibility.
然后呢，在这个现代呢，我们可以看到是由于这个色欲，还有就这个性的这个驱使，已经充斥了整个这个社会。导致了这个婚姻的离婚率会很高，但是如果我们要是往回推50年或者100年的时候呢，我们可以看到，其实夫妻之间的这种关系还是很稳定的，原因就是由于他们是需要去履行责任的，就这个责任会使他们相互之间是绑缚在一起，而不会离婚，要维系这个家庭的责任，彼此之间的责任。
I believe that you all have experienced that in your families, either grandparents or even parents who live together until the end of their lives and they stick together because taking the responsibility of the family life and stick together even if it would be difficult sometimes, but they stick together until the end because they have their responsibility.
我相信大家可能在自己的这个父母辈以及祖父辈的家人中都有过这样的体验，就是他们的婚姻还是会长久的维持在一起的。的原因就是由于他们要去履行这个职责。那他们在这个婚姻的这么数年的这个经历的过程中呢，也许会遇到各种各样的沟沟坎坎，但是呢，他们由于有要去履行的这个职责，要负的这个责任，所以说呢，他们是还是会始终在一起的。
So try to serve your husband nicely, you know, or your wife nicely. Serve. Try to satisfy them. Particularly if you are devotees, you know, you should know how to please each other.
所以说呢，就是要尽量的很好的去服务自己的丈夫或者是妻子，特别是如果要是彼此双方都是奉献者的话，那么就更加的能够明白。服务的重要性。
Sumukhi Radha, one more. No, honey.
Yeah, but Ashu, you know, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. More and more questions.
It's already 9 o'clock. It's up to Sumukhi Radha. it for the next time.
Pastor, I'm thinking maybe we keep it for next time because
yes.
Now it's late. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk because we don't want to keep you too late. You know, it's too late for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，因为现在已经是九点过了，我们不要让阿叔讲课讲得太晚。所以说呢，因为现在还有后面还有一二三四五个问题，六个问题，所以我们把这六个问题呢留在下一次，下星期请阿叔再为我们解答，好不好
？Okay, so thank you very much for being there.
嗯，非常感谢大家今天的参与。
Jai Shila Shima Bharat Ki Jai Shila Vyasadeva Ki Jai Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Bo
Hari Hari Bo Hare Krishna 亲爱的奉献者们，那我们今天的这节 Mahabharata 的讲课呢就结束了，我们非常感恩阿叔为我们的深情讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答，谢谢 Sumukhi Radha Maa Ji 为我们安排了这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家晚安，深深的顶拜大家 Hare Krishna。